The Cook County Historical Society was founded in 1924 and works to collect, preserve, and share the history of our region. Historical Society Director Carrie McHugh joins us now. Hi, Carrie.
Hi there.
Good to see you today.
You too.
You've got some exciting news to share about the Cook County and Tofte Historical Societies being featured in a documentary on WDSE. Can you tell us about it?
That's right. Yes, WDSE has made a documentary called Rare Finds, and what they're doing is featuring local historical societies. And so we were lucky enough, the Cook County Historical Society and the Tofte Historical Society were lucky enough to be featured.
And so what that program involve?
Well, I can tell you exactly what the Cook County Historical Society chose to feature. We asked them to, at WDSE and their film crew, to come out on the day that the Fresnel lens was removed from the Grand Marais Lighthouse. And so they filmed that whole process, which was a full-day event, and then interviewed the lampist, who is the specialist who cares for those lenses, about all of the details of the lens. And they also interviewed Harry Drabeck, who wrote the history of Coast Guard Point, and so you'll see him featured as well.
And when will that program air?
December 2nd at 5.
Okay, and I see you have a poster, so maybe those are around town that people can be reminded of that.
I hope so. If not, they can call me at the museum and I can remind them of the time.
And that's at 387-2883?
Right.
Okay. Well, and in addition to that excitement, the Cook County Historical Society recently received an award from the Minnesota Alliance of Local History Museums.
We did.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
And what's the story behind that award?
We received award for capacity building. They felt like that the Cook County Historical Society, and particularly the work of Pat Zankman, has really come a long way in our professional museum environment and the way that we're treating our collections and how we're expanding and growing. And so they decided to honor us with that award.
Well, and it seems like you're very active. I mean, there's all kinds of activities that are going on throughout the year. And you're open all year, too, aren't you?
Right, yep. We are now open Friday and Saturday throughout the year, and, of course, our regular hours during the summer.
And so was Pat the person that was sort of on site before they were able to hire a part-time director?
She served as a part-time, very, very part-time director for probably 15 years. But in her time, she really worked to create a position that was more full-time. So lucky for me, she did that, because now we've got a full-time director, and it just makes a huge difference in the things that we're able to accomplish.
Well, and things like all the mapping and all the things that, you know, as you bring your updates to us, we, you know that there's new projects going on all the time.
That's true.
Well, is there anything else you'd like to let us know about what's happening?
Yeah, speaking of new projects going on all the time, we're really busy working on a couple of big projects right now. Since the lens was removed, we are in the early stages of preparing a maritime exhibit. And so that's going to be a really extensive exhibit featuring the maritime history, and we'll have interactive components to that. And so that's in the early stages. We're inviting community input. If you have any ideas or thoughts on how you want the maritime heritage represented, we're still looking for that input. And besides that, we're also revamping our passport program. Leah Thomas is working on that project with a grant from the Minnesota Historical Society. So what we're doing is taking the elementary school program, and we're broadening it, and we're creating a web component so the schools can access historic information online about different sites throughout the county.
So what is the passport?
The passport is kind of a booklet, like a passport.
Oh, okay.
Physically, every kid will get one of these little booklets to have their photograph in, and then they have a stamp every time they visit a site. And so they can visit those actually or virtually online.
Those are all the kids that are in the Cook County schools?
All the Cook County elementary schools. And we're working with all the local historical societies and the schools to make sure it's a program that works for everyone.
Mm-hmm. Well, we've been talking with Carrie McHugh of the Cook County Historical Society. Is there anything else you want to mention?
Well, I will mention that we are doing a fundraiser right now. We're trying to reach an important goal in our endowment fund, and so this is a really good time to give to the Cook County Historical Society, because when we reach that goal, it's going to make a very big difference for our operating budget. So we invite people to donate at the end of the year. I mean, as always, we invite people to come in and volunteer, and maybe this is a better time for some people. So if you can and you have the time, please give me a call and let me know if there's anything you're interested in doing.
And what are the hours that you are open during the week?
Well, I'm in the office almost all weekdays, and then the museum itself is open Friday 1 to 4 and Saturday 10 to 2.
Okay. Well, thank you for coming in today, Carrie. And for more information about the museum and upcoming events, visit cookcountyhistory.org or call Carrie at 387-2883. Thanks for joining us today, Carrie.
Thank you very much.